even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in the Small Emerging Businesses Program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about, for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time just for you and for me to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning, December 19th. If you're just getting started, of course, it's 7:40 a.m. Central Standard, 8:40 a.m. Eastern. And we're only, can you believe it, 5 days, 16 hours, 19 minutes, and 21 seconds away from Christmas. I know every single morning I get up, we get another day closer to Christmas, and I'm saying, where did the year go? Already Christmas. We hope that you're having a great, great week. We hope that you have your momentum from Monday. And you know what? You need your momentum every single day. That has been our declaration for ourselves. We need it, we declare it, and we claim that we have momentum. So as you're traveling in this morning, getting kids ready, kids are really, really geared up because school ends on Friday. They're getting ready for holiday break. Parents, I know that you are as well. But until we get there, please make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. Now, we've got to add pedestrians in because we're seeing every single day, it seems, more and more people just really walking in busy, busy intersections in our cities and Twin Cities. And you know what? It looks like they're not being mindful about how close they are to the highway. So please, as you're traveling in, stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for yourself as well as others, not only in vehicles, but people that are walking. Remember, school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. That's the magic hour. Please help our school bus drivers, our crossing guards, and our resource officers make sure that kids get there safely. Hey, everybody, you're on point, the official OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored, of course, by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. Listen, if you're contemplating your new home, first-time home buyer, well, the ladies at Magnolia Mortgage can help you, and they can help you with a whole slew of other things, as well as refinancing and investing. All you've got to do is phone 318-561-8020. Also, our friends at First Federal Bank of Louisiana, they're building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website 24/7 is www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. We're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors. And our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Health Care Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances, and all of the luxuries of home, this is Dillard's Alexandria's 75th year of being your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings, spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about for a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria. Dillard's Alexandria is celebrating 75 years of Christmas style. Dillard's Alexandria Mall, 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-445 9359.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time now.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you, he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork, now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Let's do it.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:54. It's Thursday, December 19th, and I don't know about you, but it feels good. The weather is so back and forth. It's been cold. It's been warm. I don't know, but you know what? It's Louisiana weather. We love it. We hope that your morning is off to a great start, and this morning we're talking about a subject that is very important to each and every one of us, whether you know it or not. I'm talking about domestic violence, and it is a subject, it is a situation that should never happen
to anybody ever, period, the end. But this morning, we're talking about it because we know in October, it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, but there's so many other things that are happening in October that sometimes it seems to get just pushed back just slightly. And so this morning, not only are we talking about domestic violence, but we're talking about the aspect of substance abuse and how one really probably exacerbates the other. And this morning we're joined by some very, very educated people with so much experience in this field that we know that a lot of people are going to be blessed this morning and they're going to be helped. And this morning we're joined by Monique Rawls. She is a hearing officer with more than a decade of experience at the 9th Judicial District Court. And we're also joined by Victor White, who is a clinical supervisor and a counselor at Pathways Red Rivers. Lady and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning.
Morning.
Victor said, good morning.
Victor, it's good to see you back this
definitely,
morning.
Definitely.
Monique, good to have you back. First of all, Monique, you and I were talking, and we were talking about, before we just jump into domestic violence, I said to you, you've been doing this for a decade and more, and I said to you, you really have got to have a heart and a love for people, especially women, and you said what?
I said that I love my job. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have done it for 10 years, but I'm influenced by my faith.
Mm-hmm.
My faith tells me to love people,
mm-hmm.
and people are hurting today. People mm-hmm. need healing today, and we have to listen. A lot of times we're moving in such a fast pace that mm-hmm. we don't listen. We just need to listen to them, see what their needs are, and we need to try to help them. We need to feel, try to help them just ease the pain
mm-hmm.
and help them if they have a need as far as some type of resources. If we can help them with the resources, we need to direct them there. We need, if it comes to us giving time, money, any other
mm-hmm.
form,
mm-hmm.
we need to help them. But I love it because people come to me subsequently. I may see somebody at Walmart. It's one of my favorite places.
Is it now?
So I may see them and they tell me, you know, thank you so much
mm-hmm.
for what you did.
And what does that mean to you in that moment? Because you see so many people and you're probably trying to figure out, okay, I know I probably saw you in court.
At that moment when they tell me that, thank you so much, you know, you helped me in court, you encourage me, it means so much to me because, you know, society today is always negative.
Mm-hmm.
When you turn the TV on, you look at the news, negative.
Mm-hmm.
What the media is negative.
Mm-hmm.
They tell the negative stories because somehow it seems that's what people want to hear.
Right.
But it's always good to get positive feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm doing a good job when someone tells me that I've helped them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, okay, if I help that person, then I'm making the right
mm-hmm.
decisions. And I know to keep doing what I'm doing because it's working.
Absolutely. And when we look at where Louisiana ranks, the rankings are higher in the national average than really any place in the country. And I ask you before the show, I said, are we seeing any changes in the way that the numbers are decreasing? And you said what?
I said no. It's pretty much either going to stabilize, because Louisiana has been ranked in the top 10 over this decade, with the exception of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
We fell a little bit lower.
Mm-hmm.
But we managed to stay up in the top 10.
Wow.
And Rapides Parish, I think, is number 6 as of this year. We're number 6 in the state
mm-hmm.
as far as the parishes are concerned.
And so we were talking about, Victor, how substance abuse, how alcoholism and drugs play into this. And, you know, studies and researchers say that, of course, substance abuse is not, quote unquote, the reason, but certainly exacerbates the problem of domestic violence. And you say what about that?
I do agree, Sister Colette. Same thing. It may not be the root cause of it,
mm-hmm.
but we know it plays a part, you know, especially when we're talking about female. But also, you know, it also tend to be males as well, because when they come into our facility, you know, we attempt to find out the root cause. And just as Ms. Monique said, the thing is that we pay close attention to their needs. You know, we also look for the resources, because it's just not substance abuse. You know, substance abuse is just a symptom of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we need to find out the root causes and conditions. And a lot of times that's what it is. You know, it's childhood abuse. Mm-hmm. And sometimes adults, you know, we have females that have been run over by boyfriends, husbands, but do not want to get out the relationship. Mm-hmm. So when they come to our facility, and we suggest that, you know, maybe we need to send you to a halfway house. Well, no, I can't do that. I need to go back home. Then there are children involved, and see, that makes it even more difficult to deal mm-hmm. with the substance abuse issue, because the client's focus is more or less on the child. Right. Not so much as what needs to be done with them, because the child is still in that home mm-hmm. where the abuser are, or where the abuser are. And so therefore it creates problems, and it's very difficult. And since, you know, we have shifted in the way treatment is today because of the undermanaged care, you know, so it's no longer 60 days, 90 days, you know, we have to.
So what is it now, Victor?
Now, they're looking at going to 14 days. That's more than likely.
You're kidding.
Next year, in the next 2 years, treatment will be 14 days. That's correct. That's what we're looking at. They're looking at just stabilization. So, you know, we're just getting into the issues when we're talking 14 days. You know, we're barely touching anything mm-hmm. in the 14-day period, but that's where we're moving to.
And so as we talk about this whole issue of domestic violence and how drugs and alcohol play a role in that, how do we start to get to that root cause, especially when you have a person that doesn't believe that they have a problem?
Sure, that's why when we bring them in, you know, we do a thorough assessment, even a big screen on the phone, and you can kind of pick up some of the things. So once they get into the clinic and we sit down with them individually, and we start hearing the denial part, you know, well, he's not that bad, or, mm-hmm. you know, it's just one time, or he promised me if I come get help, you know, if I come get help, it won't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we give them information provided, and then we do small group individual therapy as well. But it's denial, not just because of the drug abuse, but how if you stop using drugs, it's not going to stop the domestic violence.
Wow.
It still increases, you know, mm-hmm. because now you're more aware. So the drugs is a way to help you cope with those things that are happening, and that's what we're attempting to point out to them, that even if you stop drinking and drugging, it's not going to stop the abuse.
Wow. And Monique, that's one of the things that you touched on before we went on the air, and you said that most women are in a sense of denial when it comes to substance abuse. They will say, he's good until.
Yeah, they'll tell me, I love my husband. It's just when he drinks.
Mm.
He becomes violent when he drinks. He's a good man as long as he doesn't drink. So I hear that so often in court. It's the alcohol. You know, he needs treatment.
Mm-hmm.
If he can get the treatment, then I know everything will be all right. This will stop.
And Victor, you say what to that? Because isn't that something that most women want to believe? It's the alcohol or the dope.
That's correct, you know, and that's, as I say, when they get to saying that, you know, he is a good man. We don't deny he's a good man, but one thing about it, whatever's in your grandma, so he got to come out of you. So the alcohol, whatever was already there, when they drink the alcohol, it intensifies it. So, and that's why we explain to them, you know, yeah, alcohol is not creating your problem. The problem is already there.
And see, I hear in the spirit, I hear those women saying, okay, you're talking about me, and I really hear it quiet, and I feel a peace where people are saying, okay, that's me, but you never really want to admit that he is that beyond alcohol and drugs. So how do we get to that real truth, I guess?
Well, a lot of times what we do, we go back in the back, we look, go back to childhood, and we're going to attribute a lot of it to it, because most women, as well as men, they tend to get whatever they've seen. We learn by two ways, by teaching and concept. If I saw my mother getting beat, then that's the man I need. Because, you know, they come in saying, well, at least he loves me. I can tell you that he works hard for me.
Wow.
And so we're saying, well, so you believe if someone loves you, then they have to hit you. You know, that's a misconception. No, ma'am, if something loves you, it's unconditional. It's in spite of. And so therefore, we attempt to show them through compassion, because the old school of thought, when we was in the old school, it was all about confrontation, you know,
mm-hmm.
so much of motivation interviewing is now. It was about confronting the behavior. We can get them to see it. We could bash their head and, you know, open your head up and get in there. And it doesn't work anymore. It's more compassionate now, you know, that it works a lot better, because the female as well as male really look for that, because that's not what they're getting.
And so I guess when we have these conversations, Monique and Victor, the thing that I ask myself and I ask the experts all the time, and DC and I talk about this, changing the mindset of people that have learned the behavior or have seen the behavior acted out. And do they choose that consciously, or is it a subconscious choice? Either or, how do we begin to help people to change their minds?
Well, I look at it like this. I tell them it's an unconscious decision made conscious.
Because when they lay down, you got to say that again. That is
unconscious,
deep.
An unconscious decision made conscious. Because when you go lay down at night after that beating, you know, I can hear females come in and say, well, this is the last time it's going to happen. It will not happen again. But when they lay down unconsciously, you're saying to yourself, you know, in the morning, if I don't fix breakfast, if I don't get up and look a certain way, if I don't do this, you're going to get the same beating you got the night before. So it still is an unconscious decision because you can get out. There are ways out, and we understand. And so that's why those resources are available.
And so, Monique, there are women that would probably say, yeah, we hear all the time, there are ways out, but the ways seem to be more and more challenging. How do we help people to get out? How do we help them to understand, first of all, that they need to get out?
Well, we always encourage them first about value. Sometimes I actually have them look in the mirror in court, look at yourself.
Wow.
You are valuable because most of them have low, low self-esteem. And we've also seen a correlation between domestic violence and depression. So
okay.
When people are depressed, they're not thinking about ways to get out. They're down low and they're not trying to climb up. They're, you know, they just kept in a low place.
Right.
But I try to encourage them, look at yourself. You're valuable. You don't deserve this. You know, you can get help. I let them know, turn to family, people that you trust, close friends, ministers. I let them know about resources that are available. I always refer them to the domestic violence counselor at our office.
Now, let me stop you there because Victor in treatment and Monique even on the bench, you have to deal with the guilt and the shame. That's the first thing. So how do we help people? We say to women, yes, you're valuable. But first of all, you're shamed.
Well, I let them know, first of all, I mean, domestic violence occurs to people, all ages, all races, all religions, education. It doesn't matter, rich, poor, across the board. It's just everywhere. So there's nothing to be ashamed of. You are the victim. You are being victimized. You don't deserve this. Don't be ashamed. In life, we all do things, and we all things happen to us that we're not proud of. And I just let them know, this may be your issue, but for someone else, it's another issue. But I let them know that you have to seek help and don't let the shame keep you closed indoors inside. And I just let them know that you're not the only one this is happening to. You see people here today in court. Not only that, you're not the only one that is going to happen to. It will continue to happen to others, but you, if you get out, you step out, and you be an example, and then you be a mouthpiece, you can help someone else. You can help the next person. You can tell them, yes, I was a victim. Yes, I stayed in there for 12 years, 20 years, but I got out. I had an aunt that stayed in it for years, or two aunts, and but they both got out. Not when we wanted them to, but when they finally got the courage to do it.
Right. And let me just say to everybody listening that this morning's conversation is really about encouraging, uplifting, and enlightening us. No matter how long you've been in a situation that is violent, that you know is wrong for you and your kids, getting past the fear, getting past the guilt, and getting past the shame to live a better life, to be the change in your own life. See, change has to start with you first. We cannot change another. And that's what's on point. And that's why this conversation is critically important, no matter what the season. We're talking about domestic violence, and we're talking about abuse, drug abuse. They all go hand in hand. But this morning, we're talking about solutions. Stay on point, everybody. We're gonna take a break, but we're back right after this.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper 3rd next door to Rapides Regional and directly across from Health South. For
more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapid Regional Medical Center.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Just talk, smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. She goes left and you stay right. Between the lines, fear and blame. You begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out, stayed up with you all night. Had I known how to stay alive.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:14 a.m. Central Standard, 9:14 Eastern. And this morning we're joined by Monique Rawls. She is a hearing officer for the 9th Judicial District. Also, we're joined by Victor White. He's a clinical supervisor and counselor at Pathways Red River. And we're talking about domestic violence, but also how domestic violence and substance abuse are so intertwined. And during the break, you know, sometimes I get indignant. I get angry because it is our mission for every single person, man and woman, to live their dreams. And we know that people cannot find the gifts, they cannot reach their potential when they're going through substance abuse, when they're going through domestic violence. And I said to you, and Monique had an amazing point, she said, the women that I see on the bench, the first thing I do, especially when I see depression, I see low self-esteem, is I make them look in the mirror. And I said to you, Victor, as a counselor, how do you help not just women, but even men, how do you help a person that really doesn't even begin to value or know how to value themselves? How does that start?
Well, again, we take them, we give them affirmations, we have them look in the mirror, especially females. We have females look in the mirror 3 times a day. We give them between 7 days.
Why is it so important for, you said, especially women?
Well, because when they talk about men and self-esteem, it's kind of different, because their self-esteem is generally attributed to not being able to take care of their family, not mm-hmm. being considered a man, mm-hmm. Not truly understanding what a man is, or have a misconception of a man. So with men, we get them to first identify what is a man. You know, describe to me what is a man. And the majority of the time we hear, what is a man? I pay bills.
I take care of my children.
Take care of my children. And then the thing we ask is, well, how are you there emotionally? You know, it's a good thing to go work offshore 2 weeks, but what happens when you come back home? See, the child needs you there, you know. Well, I make sure they have this and that. Well, sure. So I would ask you to ask your child, you know, what would they prefer? Would they prefer the motorcycle? Would they prefer a hug from father, you know? And see, because they wasn't raised, some of them wasn't raised to hug, you know, men don't cry and those things like that. And then they feel guilty about it because they want to exhibit those things, but then they'll say that's not manly. You know, men don't hug and stuff like that. So when it's men, we make them hug 3 times a day, and they get a hug from everybody in their groups. And most of all groups consist of anywhere from 10 to 12 individuals. Mm-hmm. So 3 times a day, that man gets a hug. 3 times a day, that female looks in the mirror and tell herself, I love me. Well, it may start with, I like me. You know, I may like my eyes. I may like my cheeks. But you find something about yourself that you can start on liking. And they say, oh, I don't really. But yes, if you said enough, you know, you start internalizing. And the very thing that you start speaking comes into existence. And so, you know, it's very difficult at times. But once they start, we see the results are incredible.
And one of the things that Monique said to me, I asked her about, and every person that I encounter, you know, when they've been doing a thing, I said, do you love what you do? And she just lit up, I mean, just frenetic, just lit up and said, I love it. And she talked about helping others love themselves. And one of the things that she talked about was her faith. And people who know you, Victor, also know that you're a pastor. And so I know that your faith is really, really out there. And let's talk about, because we love affirmations on the show, how important the power of words are, even if you don't believe them.
Oh, they're very powerful. See, that's the other thing. That's when you mentioned that about me being a pastor. I tell everybody I'm on divine assignment, you know.
Wow.
So therefore, when I went there, I too love what I'm doing. Like I said, when I took the position as supervisor, I still realize, you know, I have to work with people. I have to be on the ground floor, because that's truly my calling. So, you know, and I've been doing it over 23 years. And I've worked in every area that you can work in. And, mm-hmm. and when it comes to substance abuse and others, you know, so therefore, the main thing is they connect with God. See, we say that, you know, they connect with God. And some of our individuals, again, particularly on the female aspect, because some of the things they did to get the drugs and the alcohol were immoral.
Were immoral.
Right. And so therefore, they come with this, my mother, my grandmother bashed me. They hear the grandmother, you know, even though they're deceased, they hear them saying, well, you're going to go to hell for that. Mm-hmm. You know, but then when they come to us and we tell them, well, you know, hell is not an option. You know, mm-hmm. you've been through hell already. So
you've already been there.
Yeah, so you can tell grandma you were successful in that. Now it's time to bring you back up. And so then we need that connect with mm-hmm. God. You know, we start with a spiritual experience right there. They can have it right there.
What does that look like, Victor?
Well, that looks like when that individual comes in there and they're saying that I was doomed and this, and then we show them a glimpse of hope and their eyes light up. Mm-hmm. Or when they look at the piece of paper that we did a treatment plan, they realize right now that I was in this situation, but we have an intervention that's going to bring them out, such as the domestic violence. Well, like I said, we have resources. Whatever area you're from, we find those resources and tell you, so you don't have to go back into that situation. We have a place for you and your child. You know, here we even have the TANF program here. It's on our central grounds as well. We refer that.
What program is that?
TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needed Families that Face Two Sinlaw Chemical Dependency.
Okay.
And they take female and children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also they have a halfway house here for females, you know. And
so there are lots of options.
Yes.
And so, Monique, how do we drive those women to those options? Especially, you know, it's that old saying, you know, you kind of get stuck in the insanity that you know and that you come to love, even though it's insanity, you kind of get stuck there. How do we help them to understand that there is another way?
Well, first of all, I look at people, and from being on the bench for 10 years, I've found that their normal and my normal are two different things.
Absolutely.
So I've had to recognize that I need to meet them where they are.
Oh, that's good.
And once I get to their level where they are and what's normal for them, and because you have to be relatable. If mm-hmm. you can't relate to a person, mm-hmm. you cannot be effective. People, and what I do is I let them know, I let them see the human side of me.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I let them know that, okay, this is your issue today. And this was my issue.
Mm-hmm.
Although there are two different issues, they're still issues.
Right.
And this is what I need to do to address my issues. And I let them know this is what you can do to address your issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say, look, I wasn't always like I am today.
Right.
You know, I was crazy, I guess you would
right.
say sometimes.
Everybody,
you know,
has everybody, a story.
Yeah, has a story. Exactly. So I let them know that you can move from where you are to where you want to be.
Absolutely.
But the key thing is moving.
I love it.
As long as you stand still, you'll always stay where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But you must take the first step and then another, because you never know what's behind the corner
mm-hmm.
until you turn.
Oh,
so you
good.
Must turn and turn things around.
That's good.
So they have to take the first step. Don't worry about step 1,000.
Right.
Worry about step one.
Right.
And once you've taken step one, then you can take another.
And isn't that the hardest one, Victor, to take is step one?
Powerlessness, as you were saying, Mona. That's the thing. If that's the most difficult part of what is treatment is all about, getting that individual to admit at this point I'm powerless. And it's not about drugs or alcohol. See, that's the thing that I even instill in my counselors when I train them. It's not about drugs and alcohol. It's about an issue. Our clients don't come to us because of drugs and alcohol. They come to us because of issues. And so therefore, let's move away from talking about alcoholism or drug addiction. Let's start talking issues. And so the first thing we have to do is with the steps that we're powerless over alcohol. Well, let's take alcohol out and let's plug in what needs to be in there.
Mm.
Because you're not drinking right now. You're not under the influence of drugs right now.
You but haven't hit issue, a woman right now.
Right. But the issue now, the issue is the driving force. Let's talk about that issue. I saw my father hit my mother, and she was submissive by that.
Mm.
So I'm going to beat her into submission. You know. And this, we hear these things. These are issues. And so we have there's a workbook called Growing Up Male Dealing with the Anger. And so we get them to actually take a look at that. And you see grown men cry. You know, mm-hmm. which I tell them, you got tear ducts. You're supposed to cry, because if you don't use your tear ducts, then they're going to dry up and you're going to use artificial tears, you know.
Mm.
So, and we start realizing and getting them to actually see, buying into that, you know, you don't have to hit a female. You don't have to hit anyone, you know, because, again, abuse is abuse, whether the emotional before it becomes physical. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times the emotional part, that'll beat them down and then it becomes physical. And then that's when they say, well, no, I've never been hit. You know, the female
mm-hmm.
will come and say he didn't.
Absolutely. And the thing of it is, and I want people to know, Monique, I think that's beautiful what you said. You know what? Your issues are not my issues, but we all have issues. And Victor, what people may or may not know is that you're a recovering alcoholic addict. DC and I, he's a recovering alcoholic addict. And I call us a couple that's recovering. Victor was an integral part in us being here today. And we can sit here and we can be transparent. So I want people that are listening to know that this is not about a soapbox issue. This is about Of course, now, we didn't deal with domestic violence, but you know what? Everybody has issues. We have dealt with drugs and alcohol, and so we know firsthand. And it's like you said, Monique, if you're not moving, then you're stagnant. It's almost like you're just in murky water, and we've been there, and we've been stagnant. And that's why this conversation is so critical. If you're sitting there and you're listening and you're saying, they're talking about me or they're talking to me, sometimes God just uses people, well, really all the time, because he can't come down from heaven. He uses people to send the message. And that's what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about domestic violence. We're talking about substance abuse and how you can turn it around. And I said to a young man, Lynn Carl, we'll never forget your letter. He wrote, he's incarcerated, and he wrote some things about what he had done. And I would say, not only to Lynn Carl, but I would say to you, just as I said to David Christmas many years ago when we started our journey of recovering, I said, that is what you're doing. That is not who you are. And so we've got to look deeper. I've got to get a break here. It's 8:25 a.m. Central Standard, 9:25 Eastern. Hey, everybody, this is a conversation that I don't care who you are, where you are, you must stay on point. The official OPT Network. Got to get a break. We're back after this.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People,
owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Now that you're out of my life, I'm so much better. You thought that I'd be weak without you, but I'm stronger. You thought that I'd be broke without you, but I'm richer. You thought that I'd be sad without you, I love harder. You thought I wouldn't grow without you, now I'm wiser. You thought that I'd be helpless without you, but I'm smarter. You thought that I'd be stressed without you, but I'm chilling. You thought I wouldn't fail without you, so I'm million. I'm the survivor.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This morning, talking about domestic violence, joined by Monique Rawls. She's the hearing officer for the 9th Judicial District, and Victor White. He's a clinical supervisor and a counselor and a pastor at Pathway Red River. And we're talking about change. And, you know, as I was thinking about, Victor, the people who are listening to this show really, really know. They know that they know that they know. They gotta do something. They're drinking, they're drugging. Monique, they're hitting their intimate partners, their wives, their significant others, they're hitting. But they cannot find a way to say, I need help. How do we help them this morning?
Well, we are on our part, we offer over at Pathways Red River, we offer outpatient treatment. And our number is 318-484-6400.
One more time, Victor.
318-484-6400, where mm-hmm. they could be screened and assessed by a telephone interview, and they could determine what level of care is needed. What we offer over there, we offer a medical detox, supported medical detox. We offer residential inpatient treatment for male, female, as well as co-occurring disorders.
Co-occurring disorders?
Dual disorder, where you have a mental health issue as well as substance abuse. Mm-hmm. And also we offer intensive outpatient treatment. That may be for someone that really not sure if they can do the inpatient thing at this point. It's offered 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday.
Do you think that people can be successful like that, Victor? Have you seen much success like that?
If they are actually residential inpatient treatment first before IOP, or intensive outpatient treatment. But sure, it can. If the person is motivated and actually denial is not as prevalent as it would be for inpatient, or if they need separation from it. You know, as I can't see an abuser being still in the home, staying in the home and drinking and saying, I'll go there, but yet it's still both of those individuals in the house. I can't see that being successful. It mm-hmm. won't be successful because mm-hmm. of the fact is that the stress is still there and both of them play a role in that.
Now, let me ask you this, Victor, because we were talking about something so interesting during the break. You say most addicts are calling out to God and God sends help. Maybe the help doesn't look like what they expect it to look like, but how do we help addicts, and how do we help women who are being abused? How do we help them not to be mad at God? There's somebody right now, I feel, that's just really angry, saying, God, how could you let this happen to me?
Sure. Well, we bring it down to something tangible, you know, because a lot of times they're looking in space and they don't see anything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we we bring them down to the point where you don't have to really go to the point of God. You get something right now, you know, if you have a mother, someone mm-hmm. that actually can influence your life, have a positive influence, and we start out with a power greater than before we get to the point of God, because a lot of
do
folks,
you think that church people, Christians, have a problem with that?
Oh, I know they do.
They do. Okay.
I know they do, because not only do the church people, I have religious people in my facility that have a problem with it until they find out my background. Because, see, I go in and sometimes, you know, they mention Jesus a lot, and then yet and still on the other hand, well, if Jesus could have done that, then why you think he sent you here to me?
Mm.
You know, well, you're not God. No, I didn't say I was God, but I'm an agent of God. Mm-hmm. See, I'm the instrument of God. So when you cried out and you said, help me, here's the help, you know.
Now
so,
let's back it up even a little bit further than that, where the church is there, but really, in a lot of cases, the church can't help an addict.
Right, because when we look at the religious perspective, you know, we lay on the hands and the praying,
okay.
But there's no information. See, then a lot of times we go to the Bible and pick up the scripture, you know, and when we start picking up scripture, mm-hmm. and you start reading scripture, well, then the client or the individual, even in church, they say, y'all don't understand me. You know, oh, well, all you got to do is pray, because that's what grandmother said. Yeah, prayer is good. I know prayer would change things, fix things. Prayer would do everything. But what we need to teach them through the point where we miss it in the churches,
okay.
is that we have to realize that all pastors, you're a counselor, but can I counsel this?
Mm.
You see, that's what we're going, you know, I mean, and I need to say, as a pastor, I don't know everything.
Right.
So I need to look up on a resource. So I go to God, and God opens up those resources. And so we have to do the same thing with a client. And here we go. Let me say this, and this is where I get a lot of flack at. Use a doorknob. I tell them a doorknob, a light bulb, brown bear, black bear, booger bear. Don't matter to me. You know, find something. And see, then I can get you. See, if I can get you to find something,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you get something, now I can lead you and move you to the point where now we can see what God is.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a spirit of the universe. You know,
mm-hmm.
and we have to get the client to see that. And so they have to get something in the beginning. Because remember, grandma told them, you're going to burn in hell.
Right.
God catch up with you. That's what my mother told me. That's why I had a problem with God. My mother told me, boy, when God catch up with you,
mm.
he going to strike you down with a bolt of lightning. So the moment I start clean and sober, I believed that God was after me.
Wow.
So, you know, we was taught to pray on our knees, true submission. I couldn't pray on my knees because I knew God was going to send that bolt of lightning down and strike me in the top of my head.
Wow.
So I didn't pray on my knees. I prayed laying on my back. So in case the bolt of lightning come down, I could roll out the way.
Wow.
That's how I was looking at it.
Wow.
So I could understand where the clients were. And like Monique said, you know, I meet them where they are.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not there. And then a lot of people, once they find out I'm a pastor, they say, well, I could tell something was different about you. And, you know, they say, I could see that. So how can you do it the way you're doing it? I say, because, again, it's a divine appointment. You know,
mm-hmm.
the thing is that we all come to God in our own way.
Right.
God understand that. Jesus understand that. And when they get upset, I tell them, I say, well, let me ask you this. If Jesus was here right now, which he is.
Right.
He's right here right now. And you saying you have to defend Jesus. I say, so tell me, why do Jesus need your defense if you called out to Jesus for help?
Wow. That's powerful. And so, Monique, I know that one of the things that you use, and we talked about it earlier, is your faith. And and it's funny because you said, I know you're not supposed to mix church and state and religion. But you know what you do? You got to have God in you to help in these situations that only God can help in.
Right. Yes. I mean, my faith is just deeply rooted, and I can't separate my faith. I mean,
mm-hmm.
my faith influences my decisions. And talking about the individuals just now about moving, I was thinking, as Victor was talking, I said, faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all have faith at the church
mm-hmm.
that things can change, that the addict can become a recovering addict.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes work.
That's right.
So we can all have the faith, but they have to have the works combined with the faith.
Right.
And also, in addition to that, we have to understand that a lot of people know about God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a difference between knowing about God and having an intimate, personal relationship with mm-hmm. God.
And isn't that a process?
That is a process.
You know what I'm saying? Because I know, I remember, I can sit here right now and remember when I just knew about God. But this morning, I really just want there's so many people, you know, we're moving into the holidays, and this is the season of joy and thanksgiving and gratitude, but there are a lot of people that can't find that joy, that peace, that gratitude, because there is a woman that is being beaten on a regular basis, and she thinks, Monique, that it is her fault. She thinks if she would just be more submissive, if she would just be a better wife, a better mother, a better this, that she can change it. And you know what? Those are the questions that we've got to try to answer, and we've got to help you to come out of yourself and to start to move. And there is help. When we come back, we're going to tell you how you can get help. Stay with us. Stay with me, everybody. Just quick break here. We're back right after this. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. I grew strong and I learned how to get along. So now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave your key. If I'd have known for just 1 second, you'd be back to bother me. Lord, now go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now. Cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one?
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. You know what? I know that this is a tough conversation, and I feel in the spirit that it is a tough conversation, and I know that there are many ways, many challenges, and people deal with their issues in many ways, and some, Victor, don't deal with issues at all. But as we were talking during the break, Monique, we were talking about the new year being a new season, and for those women, those men that are going through everything that we've talked about today, hopefully this will be a new season when you know that you know that you know that the devil is created to do three things, and that's to kill, to steal, or to destroy. He doesn't care if he kills you. He want to kill you. Or if he can't kill you, he want to destroy you. And if he can't destroy you, then he wants to steal from you. And so that's just very real. And so this morning, Monique, I know that you're seeing more people than you care to see. And you look at people, and people look at you, and they think that they know your story. And we, as women, feel, especially when we have to go into the system, into the court, we feel, I know, just instantly, a sense of shame. You don't want to be there. And then you're ashamed of why you're there. And so this morning, I want you to share with women what you can do as an officer of the court to kind of help them to start moving.
Well, I always, like I say, I believe in encouraging them.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to leave the court encouraged. I want them to be comfortable in court because I tell them, I'm wearing this robe, however, I'm human. Talk to me. Tell me what happened. Look at me. If you have to see your mother's face, your sister's face, mm-hmm. as you're looking at me, then see that person as you look at me so that you can be comfortable with me and tell me your story.
And your face is so kind and so warm and so beautiful.
Thank you.
And so it would be easy, really, I mean that, for people to look at you and to talk to you.
But I try to, again, encourage them. And I let them know that there is a way out. I let them know that you can do it. Every person before you that's done it, they've done it, you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do we help them, though, Monique, when they feel like the system has failed them?
Yes. There's been statistical data that says that African-American women don't call and report domestic violence because they love their spouse. Mm-hmm. And they see the criminal justice system mm-hmm. as being racial injustices occurring.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, they're married to this African-American man, and they don't want to turn him over to the system mm. that they think is unjust.
There to hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but
so catch 22.
I say, and I will continue to say, the courts must promote the protection of the victim and accountability of the perpetrator. Okay. We must do what we state we will do. If the law states that this is the punishment, we must charge him mm-hmm. and we must follow through. We can't make idle, per se, threats.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say, if you violate this order, then this is what we're going to do, and then the order is violated and nothing is done.
Mm-hmm.
We like, you have a beware of the dog sign on your yard.
Right.
Well, if you have a dog behind that fence with teeth, he's going to be much more influential than a dog behind that fence without teeth.
Right.
So we have to have teeth in what we say. Mm. We have to be able to bag up what we say. And mm-hmm. the court, again, must require accountability. If we don't require accountability, the behavior will occur again and again. I've seen cases where mm-hmm. people have changed.
Right.
It can happen, but most often I see people coming back over and over and over again. She has the hope, but nothing's changing. Mm-hmm. And like you stated earlier about the blame, mm-hmm. I tell them, it's not your fault.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide what you will tolerate. It's his choice that he's making to abuse you. He's projecting whatever insecurities that he has onto you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been dealing with that all our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Someone thinks that, okay, she's a little prettier than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're a threat to them. So
right.
they treat you in a mean manner.
Right.
But that's their insecurity.
Right.
I mean, we all have things that we're strong in. Mm-hmm. We have things that we're good in. And then, you know, my weakness may be A, your weakness may be B.
Right.
But we all have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And if I use where I'm strong and you use where you're strong,
right.
we come together, we can get things done.
Right.
But I just, again, I want to say the court's greatest role is supposed to be for justice and equality.
Mm-hmm.
And with regard to domestic violence, we must administer justice. And the only way we will administer justice is if our priority is in protecting the victim and holding the perpetrator accountable.
There it is. I mean, that's absolutely it. And Victor, on your end, you said something I think that's probably one of the most powerful things, and that is getting to the symptom of the problem. And so for those people who have issues, getting to the core of those issues, give people some information on how they can get started. Because really, I mean, there are no words other than simply to just do it.
Sure, as I said before, our thing is that if you're ready, or if you think you're ready, and you're not sure that you're really ready, you know, give us a call. Again, 318-484-6400. We offer residential inpatient treatment. You can come over if you know you need detox off of opiates, alcohol. I say a lot of times our clients want to get detox from cocaine. There's no detox from cocaine. No detox
is there
from
not?
Marijuana. No, that's not after 72 hours. Generally, after 72 hours, you know, it's a psychological addicted drug, purely psychological, crystal meth. You know, it's just all about your mind. That's what it does. It captivates your mind. You're trying to get something. So there's no really physical, even though you hear them say, oh, I got a physical portion. Generally, there's no physical withdrawal symptom because it's all psychological. So if it's cocaine, stay off at 72 hours. Give us a call. Get the screening done, and you know, and let's get it started.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, also IOP. We take Medicaid, insurance. You know, just call over whatever your insurance is, Medicaid, or even if you don't have insurance,
mm-hmm.
you know. But we do take Medicaid, and they do take all of the insurance. So, also the IOP Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. Come, you know, if you,
tell us
you
what that
work,
is, IOP.
Intensive outpatient treatment. So you have to work. You work at night and you need to do something in the day and you know that you're not ready to give your job up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come over and get involved in our IOP program and just to see if that's what you would like. And then guess what? If that doesn't work, well, you're right there. We got like a one-stop shop. If you need a detox, we got a medically supported detox. Great staff. Very compassionate, and we have over 100 years of experience, more than 100 years of experience in doing what we're doing. Also, we've been in that building on the Red River since 1986,
mm-hmm.
and so, like I said, Pathways is an excellent company, great. We value the client, you know, and we're motivated, and we demonstrate demonstrate compassion,
mm-hmm.
you know, more so than anything. We also, they demonstrate empathy. So really, if that's what you need, is a loving and a caring environment.
Mm-hmm.
Come and this is a good time, you know, because a lot of times we want to make our New Year's resolution.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You don't have to wait the New Year's. You can make your resolution right now, and so you can begin the New Year, a new life.
I hear some mama screaming. Get it done. Well, this is how you do. You get it done by simply phoning 318-484-6400. Monique Rawls, hearing officer for the 9th Judicial District, you are amazing. Thank you so much for sharing this morning. Victor White, clinical supervisor and counselor at Pathways Red River. Thank you guys so much. You were amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, everybody, I got to get a break. You're On Point, the official OPT network. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. You know what? I was saying to Victor, they're still here. You know, when people leave, when the show is over, people sit here and love it because, you know what? This is just not work, is it? This is just, for us, it's simply the best part of the day. And I said, Victor, you absolutely rock. Anybody who can get through to David Christmas, I said, I'm going to just say it. That's a hard-headed ass man.
And let me just say this for a second. You know, I think this show was absolutely beautiful. It just was a lot of information. I would like to just personally thank Reverend White, Victor, who really counseled me in both times. And then I would be remiss in my duties if I didn't mention Reverend Leroy Johnson of the Brea Baptist Church, who was really instrumental in getting me through to the point where I needed to be. It was Leroy and Victor. Without those two men, I would not be sitting right here today in a sane state.
Absolutely not.
You know,
not.
Because they picked me up and brought me out.
And Victor, we want to give a shout out to your church too and your church family, because you guys have also been amazing at supporting the OPT Network and supporting us in breast cancer. Give your church and how people can connect with you.
Sure. Home of the Missionary Baptist Church, 2907 Houston Street. Also, we offer a Narcotics Anonymous meeting Monday through Friday from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Absolutely. And you know what? That's a great way that people can connect. And I said, you know, when you have pastors, when you have addicts who have recovered and become pastors, I think that's just an extra special niche, because you really just get it. You get it on so many levels. Harmony Missionary Baptist Church. And you know what? We can't thank you enough, because what you really don't know is that your church supported us when many other churches weren't. And we can't say enough about Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. You guys were some of the first churches that stepped out and said, you know what? We stand with you guys in fighting breast cancer. Victor, we just can't thank you enough. Monique, you're absolutely amazing. I love it when, especially women, sit here and they have that, you know, that effervescence, and they say, I love what I do. Let me tell you something. If you can't hear it in my voice, there is nothing like getting up to do something that you love every single morning. There is absolutely
nothing like it. And that's why we do it every single morning. And we want to thank each and every one of you. You know what? When you called us yesterday and said, you know, we missed you guys. You know what? We missed you too. Thank you so much for caring and for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning right here with us on the official OPT Network. You already know the reason why we do it is because we love you, but God loves you even more than that. So just try, even if you don't, just try. Love yourself. Just say it. I double dog dare you. Just say, I love myself. Say it enough times, you will absolutely believe it. And remember, don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you. It starts first and foremost with you. Be the change that you want to see. And remember, it does. It does. It does. It does. It starts with you. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Thursday. And remember, tomorrow is Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and it promises to be hot. Thanks, everybody. Have a great Thursday.